From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, live from NPR Studios, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News, information, bonaroo! I'm Mike Pesca. It's Friday, June 13th, 2008. And there are some who say that you cannot do a free-form jazz exploration in front of a festival crowd. But there are others who say you can. And in fact, if you do, you might get top billing above the puppets. The Bonnaroo Festival is taking place as we speak. And before we spoke and after we spoke, it penetrates and surrounds us. And we're going to be talking about that festival. It could be the most eclectic music festival you've ever heard of. Our friend Andy Langer with Esquire Magazine is coming by. He'll be giving us a preview. Also coming up on the show this hour, South Koreans are upset about American beef exports. There's more to the anger that meets the eye, or the tooth as the case may be. What's behind the furor? We will drill down into that story. And a dirty ref is accusing the NBA of pressuring their referees to call games in favor of certain teams. You know, the obvious question when someone talks about the NBA and officiating is, has anyone talked to Ralph Nader about what he thinks about this? And that's where we at the BPP are ahead of the curve. Ralph Nader will be here to talk basketball. It is not just our new exploration where we just book the weirdest guest for the weirdest segment. The ghost of Casper Weinberger on Britney Spears' new album. No, there is a point to this. Ralph Nader actually came up in the NBA ref's accusations. So we're going to talk to said Mr. Nader and President Nader and presidential candidate. And I'm sure we'll be extending equal time to Barack Obama and John McCain and anyone else who wants to talk about NBA refereeing. We will get today's headlines in just a minute, but first. A historic hydrological event. That's what the National Weather Service is calling the continuing flooding in the Midwest, and Iowa is getting the worst of it. As that state mourns the four teens killed by a tornado that hit a Boy Scout camp there Wednesday night, Iowa enters its seventh day of major flooding. Iowa Governor Chet Culver.
We now have 55 counties across the state that have been declared state disaster areas. We continue to have very serious problems in just about every river in our state reaching all-time record flood levels.
In Cedar Rapids, 100 city blocks have flooded and more than 3,000 homes have been evacuated. Homes in Iowa City have been cleared as well, with residents in Des Moines being urged to leave. Governor Culver and FEMA Director David Paulison are set to tour flood-damaged areas today. Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff says Iowa can depend on federal assistance.
We will work as hard and as efficiently as we can to get everybody stabilized and back on their feet again and start the process of rebuilding as soon as possible.
Thunderstorms added to floodwaters in Wisconsin yesterday. Power was shut off to hundreds of people outside of Madison. In southwestern parts of the state, flash floods closed two highways and destroyed homes. Central and eastern part of the state also saw tornadoes last night. In Minnesota yesterday, one man was killed when his car slid into floodwaters. The Cedar River has reached 7 feet above sea level, and high water has also affected Indiana and Illinois this week. The National Weather Service says the Midwest should get a break from heavy rains over the next few days, but communities in northern Missouri are sandbagging in anticipation of a swell in the Missouri River that's expected this weekend, and the Mississippi River remains a flood threat through next Wednesday. You can go to NPR.org throughout the day for updates on this story. Now let's get some more of today's headlines with the BPP's Mark Garrison.